News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Religious rituals got underway in Ayodhya on Monday, 2 days ahead of the groundbreaking ceremony for a temple at a spot where devotees believe Lord Ram was born. Barricades are already in place in the temple town, and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath issued an appeal asking only those invited for Wednesday's Bhumi Pujan ceremony to come to Ayodhya. Adityanath spent hours reviewing the arrangements for the ceremony at the Ram Janmabhumi, where the temple will be constructed following the go-ahead last year by the Supreme Court. 12 priests on Monday conducted prayers dedicated to Lord Ganesh. This was to be followed by prayers to the deities of the dynasties of Lord Ram and Goddess Sita. On Tuesday, prayers will be offered at Ayodhya's Hanumangadi temple. Among the 175 people invited for the main ceremony are 135 sons belonging to that many spiritual traditions, the Sri Ram Janmabhumi Tirth Kshetra said in a series of tweets and at a press conference. The trust also noted certain practical difficulties faced by some guests, including religious figures, in participating in the ceremony because of the pandemic. BJP veteran Uma Bharti, a key figure in the Ram Temple movement and an accused in the Babri Mosque demolition case, said she will not attend because of the health crisis. She will offer her prayers after the event is over, she added. The trust asked devotees to organize bhajans and kirtans in places outside Ayodhya as well, while keeping restrictions in mind. Among the people invited to the event is Iqbal Ansari, a litigant in the Temple Mosque land dispute case. I will certainly attend it. The dispute is over now after the court verdict, Ansari, 69, told PTI. His father, Hashim Ansari, the oldest litigant in the case, died in 2016. After that, the son pursued the case in court. Mohammad Sharif, an Ayodhya-based social activist who also got the invitation, will not be able to attend as he is too old and ill, his family said. On the dais, there will be just 5 people: Narendra Modi, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat, Trust Chief Nritya Gopal Das Maharaj, Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel and CM Yogi Adityanath. Left parties opposed the event, saying holding the ceremony with the involvement of the centre and the state government went against the Supreme Court verdict, which directed the formation of a trust. In separate statements, both the CPI and CPM also said the Supreme Court, while delivering the verdict, had condemned the demolition of the Babri Masjid in 1992. Senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh too sounded a discordant note, asking Modi to defer the event as this was an inauspicious period. The former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister cited a list of politicians who have been infected and said a Hindu seer he has spoken to also agreed about the time being inauspicious for beginning any good work. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who is among those struck by the disease, hit back. Congress leaders who had rejected the existence of Lord Ram today trying to fix the auspicious, inauspicious time for the construction of a temple in his name, he tweeted. Yogi Adityanath called the event historic. It is not only a historic but also an emotional moment, as after 500 years the Ram temple work will start. It will be the foundation of a new India, he said. The Chief Minister urged people to light earthen lamps, decorate temples and recite the Ramayana in memory of those who laid down their lives in the temple struggle. The mosque in Ayodhya was demolished in December 1992 by Kar Sevaks, who claimed an ancient Ram temple had stood on the same site. The flood situation remained grim in Bihar on Monday as waters from overflowing rivers, mostly those originating in Nepal, inundated more areas, leaving 55 lakh plus residents of over 1,000 villages affected by the calamity. According to a bulletin issued by the Disaster Management Department, no fresh loss of life was reported from the 14 flood-hit northern districts and the death toll stood at 13, stable for more than 48 hours. Nonetheless, the number of affected people grew by more than 2 lakh since the previous day and reached 56.53 lakh. The number of distressed panchayats has risen to 1,082 from 1,059 on Sunday. Darbhanga has been the worst hit, being surrounded by three of the rivers in spate, Bagmati, Kamalabalan and Adhwara. The district has accounted for 7 casualties and 16.89 lakh of its residents spread across 196 panchayats have been hit by the floods. The remaining casualties have been reported from West Champaran 4 and Muzaffarpur 2. Other districts hit by the floods are Sitamarhi, Supaul, Shivhar, Kishanganj, Saran, Gopalganj, East Champaran, Khagaria, Samastipur, Sivan and Madhubani. Till date, 4.18 lakh people have been evacuated by personnel involved in relief and rescue operations, for which 23 teams of the NDRF and some of the SDRF have been pressed into service. Our men are conducting recce in all the 14 districts and so far, they have rescued more than 10,700 people. Vijay Sinha, commandant of 9th Battalion of NDRF stationed at Behta near Patna, said. According to the Disaster Management Department, 19 relief camps have been set up in 4 districts, Gopalganj, East Champaran, Khagaria and Samastipur. Altogether, 17,554 were at present taking shelter at these places. Addressing the State Assembly earlier in the day, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that more relief camps would be set up if the need arose. Besides, more than 9 lakh people were being fed at 1,358 community kitchens set up for flood victims, the Disaster Management Department said. Actor Sushant Singh Rajput, who was found hanging at his Bandra residence on June 14, had Googled several words related to death and mental disorder towards the end, said Mumbai police on Monday. Sushant searched for words like painless death, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder on Google, according to Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh. In his last few hours, he is also reported to have done searches on his own name. While interacting with the press on Monday, Commissioner Singh revealed that these details have emerged from his mobile phone and laptop. To a query, Singh said that Sushant was emotionally upset after the death of his ex-manager Disha Salian and was even seeing 5 to 6 doctors. When he saw his name being linked with Disha Salian's death on social media, he was emotionally disturbed. He had met her only once and he had even asked his advocate who she was, Singh told media persons. He pointed out that Sushant was very conscious about what was appearing on social media. Sharing the information, celebrity photographer Viral Bhayani posted on Instagram. Commissioner Parambir Singh revealed a few things to the press. Sushant would search for articles and his name on Google to find out what was being written about him. He would also search for painless death, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. During the press conference, the Mumbai Police Commissioner also said all bank statements from January 2019 to June 2020 have been analysed. There were around ₹14.5 crore credit in the account. The top cop also mentioned that there is a fixed deposit of 4 crores. Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh also said there was no party at the home of Sushant Singh Rajput on June 13, the day before the Bollywood actor was found dead at his apartment. To a query on the name of a prominent Maharashtra political personality being bandied around on social media, Singh categorically said that the investigations have not revealed any such thing. Mumbai police, who are probing the case of Rajput's death, have so far recorded statements of nearly 40 people, including those from the actor's family, his cook, and people from the film industry like filmmaker Mahesh Bhatt, director-producer Sanjay Leela Bhansali, and filmmaker Aditya Chopra. The Bihar police team is probing a separate abetment to suicide case on the basis of a complaint filed by the late actor's father, K.K. Singh, in Patna last week against Rajput's actor friend Riya Chakraborty and 6 others, including her family members, for alleged abetment to suicide. And billionaire Richard Branson will fly into space on a Virgin Galactic rocket ship earlier next year, the space tourism company he founded said on Monday, adding that it would raise new funds with a share offering. Branson's trip to space hinges on the success of 2 upcoming test flight programs, Virgin Galactic Holdings Incorporated said, with the first powered space flight scheduled for this fall from Spaceport America. The company competes with billionaire-backed ventures such as Blue Origin that are vying to usher in a new era of space tourism, racing to be the first to offer suborbital flights to civilian space travelers. Virgin Galactic offers zero-gravity experiences to customers with its Centerpiece Spaceship 2 plane and has long-term point-to-point travel plans to quickly transport passengers from city to city at near-space altitudes. Earlier in June, Virgin Galactic had signed an agreement with NASA to develop a program to promote private missions to the International Space Station. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.